Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shema Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in the Mishnah of Bava Batra, Daf Pechet Amud Aleph near the bottom of the Amud Hasiton. Continuing in our investigation of proper commerce, Hasiton, who is a wholesaler, has to clean out his midot, his liquid measures, once every 30 days. The notion here is that the liquid coagulates, and then therefore, from now on, people are going to be getting less than a full measure. Valabayit is a regular person who sells achad neshamasar chodesh, only once every 12 months. Shem Gamliel Omer Chiluf HaDvarim, he reverses it, because he says the Balabayit only sells once in a while, and therefore the stuff stays in and coagulates. The Siton is selling regularly, so it doesn't stick as much. Chen Vanim Mekaneach Midotav Pamayim B'Shabbat. A storekeeper who sells a lot has to clean them out twice a week. Umachem Mishkelotav Pamachat B'Shabbat. He has to clean off the weights, once a week, umakaneach moznaim alkol mishkal mishkal. He has to clean out the scales every time he weighs. Rishon Gamliel medvarmum belach. That's only Rishon Gamliel says it's only about liquid things. Well, yavesh yenot tzarich, dry things. There's no reason to have to clean it because nothing sticks. V'chayav lachriel otefach. There's a separate obligation, which is that you have to, when you put things on the scale, you have to allow the scale to go down an extra tefach, so that it's not even. In other words, give him a tefach more of the goods, because the notion is that we are very concerned that he not overpay, and that there is always possible that the weights are not accurate. But if you were weighing it evenly, then noten lo gerumin, you have to give him a little addition. How much is that? Achad la'asara balach, which sounds like 10%, it's really 1% in liquid measures, v'achad la'asrim biyavesh, and we'll see how much that is. At this point, it sounds like 0.5% of dry goods. Makom shnagu lamud b'daka limud b'degasa b'gasa limud b'daka. If the local custom is to use a small measure, you can't use a big one, and vice versa. Limchok lo yigdosh ligdosh limchok. If the local custom is to even out the measure, you can't heap it, and vice versa. Okay, Minhani Mili, this question is going on the Hachra'ah, the first thing mentioned on the Amud, in the middle of the Mishnah, of giving him the extra tefach. Where's that from? Amr Shlakish, Tamakra, Evan Shlema Vatzedek. In the Pasuk, meaning, Tzedek Mishalcha V'teinlo, Tzedek Mishalcha V'teinlo. Do the cheshbon with yourself and give him some of that, in order to make sure. Yachi Yema Seifa, Yashokelo, Ayn Ba'ayn, Tenlo Gerumin. But if that's the case, then that means it's an obligation Midoraita to give him the extra v'achra'ad da'oraita chiyayv le'ayin ba'ayin. But if there's an obligation mid'oraita to give him the extra weighing, how do you suddenly decide to give it even Stephen and then pay him extra? The answer is that really there is no obligation mid'oraita to give him the extra tefach in the place where the minig is to do it. That's what you have to do. Rishlokish's comment is on the Seifa, meaning if the local custom is to weigh it evenly, then then you have to give him an extra payment. Now, you have to give something of yourself. How much is it? What it means is 1/10 of 10, which means 1/100th or 1%. Okay, now, Chadas Balach, Chadas Fimbi Yavesh, Ibailu Hechi Kamar, what does that mean? Chad me Asar Balach, Le Asar Adalach. Good, so it's 1/10 for 10. Vechad me Asrim Biyavesh, Le Asrim Biyavesh, so you do then exponential, it's 1/20 of 20, which means it's 1/400 or 0.25%. Odilma, Chad me Asar Al Asar Adalach, Le Asrim Biyavesh, or maybe it's 1/10 of 10 in liquid and 20 in dry, which means that it's half as much. And therefore, when it comes to dry, it would be 0.5%. The answer is teiku, unclear. All right, a little agadic excursus here. Amar of Levi, kasha on shan shomidot, yoter mi on shan shal arayot. The punishment for violating proper weights and measures is worse than the punishment for violating sexual taboos. Why? Shzenemar bahen eil, v'zenemar bahen eile. In the context of the arayot, to see the psukim on the page, it says that anyone who does these, but the word used is ale, and is doing a terrible violation. And in the context of weights, it says Eile, these things, and the extra hay seems to add on to it. My mashma dahai el kashahu. So how do we know that the word ale in Arayot is really a reference to something that's harsh? Dichtiv v'et eileha aretz lakach. This is a little fast and loose because eileha aretz, the mighty ones of the land, isn't from the same preposition, adjective. It's eile, but nonetheless, for midrashic purposes, it works. Now, gaber nami aktiv eile, but it says the word eile. Anybody who does hatoivot ha'eile v'nichretu will get karet. The answer is ahu lim ute midot mikaret. That's there to tell you that you don't get karet for anything in that context, but arayot. Well, if that's the case, v'lamayud fayu, then why are you saying that the punishment for arayot is not as severe? You get karet, you don't get karet for midot. The answer is hatam afshar b'tshuva, hachalo afshar b'tshuva. Because you could do tshuva for arayot, you can't do tshuva for weights and measures because you can't go to find all the customers and pay them back. V'yamar v'levi kashe gezel hadyot utami gezel gavoa. Of course, all of these statements are statements that when you hear them, you're surprised. And that's what he's surprising you. He says, stealing from a regular citizen is worse than stealing from hektesh. Why? Shazei k'tim chet lemi'ila. In the context of stealing from a person, it says, nefesh ki techta umal amal. If you sin and trespass. V'zei k'tim mi'ila l'chet. But in the context of mi'ila, of using hektesh, it says, nefesh k'tim omal v'chata. So mi'ila comes first. But when it comes to stealing from somebody, the first thing is it's a sin. Look at the difference between God and man. God, when he blessed Israel, he blessed them with all 22 letters. When he cursed them, it was only with 8 letters. We'll see what that means. In the blessing given in Vayikra, it starts with the Aleph of Im B'chukotai and ends with the word Kom Miyut, the Tav, so all 22 letters. The Maharal goes on to some commentators go on, I believe the Maharal goes to point out how, if you look carefully, there's 22 blessings in there. Kolan Mishmona was the 8 curses. Mive'im B'chukotai Timasu Amrachukakai Lala Nafsham. So it starts with the Vav and ends with a Mem, that's 8 letters. V'ilam Moshe Rabbeinu, but in the Bracha and Klala in Dvarim, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's, Berchan Mishmona Kolan Besum Yishtayim. He blessed them with 8 and cursed them with 22. Berchan Mishmona, what's that? Mi vehayim shamoa ad le'ovdam. Vav tamem. Kolan Besum Yishtayim, but he cursed them with 22. Why? Mi vehayim lo tishma and ad ve'en koneh. Vav to hey is the whole alphabet. Okay, we'll go a little bit further. Here, Makom Shnagul Amun Begasa. So the Mishnah said that if the normal custom is to use a large measure, you can't use a small one, etc. Now, Tanar Baran, Minayin she'ein mochkin b'makom shekodshin, ve'ein godshin b'makom shemochkin. How do we know that you have to stay with the local custom about heaping or even? Tamar lomar eifa shlema, u'minayin meaning shlema that everybody here locally considers a proper basket. U'minayin she'im amar hareini mochek b'makom shekodshin v'lifchot lo min adamim. How do we know that if a person says, a seller says, I'm going to even it out, even though normally heap, and I'll just charge him less. Or if I or the opposite, I'll give him more and I'll charge him more. How do we know that we don't allow him? Talmud Lomar, Efash Temavet Tzedek Hi Alach. It has to be a proper Efa, the way it's used here. Tanavan Minayin She'ein Ma'inin Makom Shemachrin Ve'en Machrin Makom Shemainin. How do we know that we don't allow you to weigh even Stephen in a place where you give the extra tefach, or vice versa? Tamalar Evan Shlema. So there's Eifa Shlema. Here's Evan Shlema, proper weight. And she'im amar hareini ma'ayen, makom shemachrin, v'chod lamin adamim, hareini ma'achrin, makom shemayin, v'osif lo adamim. Same thing. How do we know that if the guy says, I'm going to do it differently, and I'll adjust the price? She'en shomim, though, how do you know that you don't? Tamalar Evan Shlema v'tzedek. Again, Evan Shlema has to be a proper weight, based on the local custom. I'm Rav Yehuda Misura. Lo yelacha beveitcha matam mishum eifa veifa. The pasuk that says, you shall not have different size eifot in your house, one for buying, one for selling, he darshans it differently. Lo yelacha beveitcha, you will have nothing in your house because of eifa veifa. Lo yelacha bechizcha, you will have nothing in your pocket, matam mishum evan veevan. And instead of saying, you shall not have in your pocket different size weights, instead, he's darshaning, you shall have nothing in your pocket because you have different size weights. But if you have a proper Evan Shlema Vatzedek, then yalach, you will have good stuff. Then you'll have wealth in the house. Okay, last piece we're going to look at. Tanu Rabbanan, lo yelecha melamed shema midin agar demin lemidot. The Beit Din sets up inspectors to check the midot, check everybody's measures. Ve'ein mamidin agar demin l'sharim, but we don't do that for the market value. Now, Devei Nasiya, who was evidently the Reish Galuta, okimu agar demin bein lemidot bein l'sharim. They set it up for both. So Shmuel told Karna, "Fuk tani lehu, go tell them that we do not set up inspectors for the market value, only for the measures." But Nafak Darish lehu, Karna went out and he darshan the opposite. Mamid nagar demin bein lamidot bein lasharim. He said the opposite of Shmuel. He supported what the Reish Galuta was doing. So Shmuel said to him, "What's your name?" Which of course he knew. He said, "Karna." So typically, karna be'enei. So you should have a horn sticking out of your eye, which they interpret means he had some skin grow over him. Take a look at Tosfot there. Had some skin grow over his eye. There's a story with Rav and Sanhedrin cursed karna the same way. But in this case, okay, karna be'enei. But in this case, he was really right. Why? V'yu kaman savar. Who was karna relying on? Ki hada amar b'cham amar yitzchak. Midin agordim and ben lemidot ben lesharim nehar amayin. Because of tricky people who try to mess up the market by changing the prices, we actually have to have inspectors for both the measures and also for the market value. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.